Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Oh, yeah. We are ready to give you some celebrity news. We got so much to talk about now. We got to say what's up to our Atlanta crew. HK is out, but the rest of that crew, oh, my God. So
we are
right.
Here.
Right, Georgia Peaches, ready to go.
Hey, dear.
All right, so later, Rotimi sits down with the Atlanta crew to dish about the final season of Power and a whole lot more. Plus, we go thirst trapping with the stars.
Whoop, whoop.
And, of course, it's a juicy one. That's a little bit of a hint.
Hey.
All right, but first, we're going to talk about Halle Berry. Now, Halle Berry is a mom of two kids. She has an 11-year-old daughter and a 5.5-year-old son. She recently revealed her thoughts on motherhood. She did a self-written piece for InStyle magazine. And she revealed that her son now understands that his mom is famous. Well, sort of, anyway. Here's what she said. For the last year, my son has been saying my full name really loudly in public. Like, like Halle Berry, can you pass me the ketchup? It's just
Halle
so embarrassing. It's just so embarrassing. He knows it gets a reaction from people, but he can't really figure out why. She also revealed that she wouldn't have stopped at only having two kids. She said, quote, had I started earlier, I probably would have had five children. Or if I hadn't been busy trying to make movies, I would have been the perfect surrogate. And I say to hell with surrogate. Donate those eggs. I don't need you to carry my baby. I want my baby to look like you.
Yeah, just give me the eggs.
Seriously, I'll take your eggs.
I still have something of mine inside her. I don't care what it is.
Oh,
I wonder how much she would charge to be a surrogate, though.
Oh, my gosh. At least half a million.
Now, how much does she get in Monster Balls to be like, oh, make me feel good?
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, see, my surrogate baby would have something in common with Billy Bob Thornton. They've both been inside Halle Berry.
Allegedly.
You're totally making it not as sweet and nice as it's supposed
to be. Now, think about this, though. Think about this. When she did that movie Swordfish, she got $250,000 to go topless just
per
for one boob. Per
got
boob.
It.
So she got $500,000 for both boobies.
Now, Portia, you're the only parent on the show right now.
What?
If baby Pilar gets to a restaurant and call you, Portia Williams, give me some ketchup, what would you do?
I'm going to be like, okay, stop doing that.
Yeah, right.
No, for real, because, you know, when you're known by your voice, like y'all do radio, TV, like that. Mm-hmm. We can be in one aisle and somebody can hear you from the next aisle.
I thought
aisle.
That was you.
I thought
you were
young. You sound the same, girl.
Right, come on, take this picture.
Right.
That's true.
All right, y'all. So speaking of hot girls, rapper Megan Thee Stallion just dropped her duet with Nicki Minaj and Ty Dolla $ign called Hot Girl Summer.
Ew.
And everybody is loving it. Yeah. But with all the Hot Girl Summer madness, we need a proper definition of who is a hot girl. So Meg gave us the 411. She said, your actions make you a hot girl. You have to be someone who is like energetic, the life of the party, just really nice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have to be able to put that confidence in other people and get along with all the girls and just like have a good time. Just unapologetically you. You just have to be lit.
I love that.
And don't worry, y'all. Meg says Hot Girl Summer can be continued and just put a jacket on when it's fall.
Good thing about the hot girl thing, they don't have none on Dish Nation, honey. So that's a good thing. So maybe y'all need to get a book or whatever.
Well, now, wait a minute. What you saying?
I don't know what reverse shade that was.
Wait a minute. Confidence here and there.
Yes.
And Heidi.
Which is right. And I get along with all the girls.
And Heidi. Unapologetically me. Here, there, and Heidi.
And hold on, Brad. Let me add this. We are all very lit.
Okay.
Frank, what's do you agree with that, Frank? What you think?
I would say all the ladies on Dish Nation are hot girls.
Yes, Frank.
You can be an honorary hot boy, okay?
You are.
You can be a hot lot of
what
girls.
What is happening?
Hot boy doesn't sound nearly as sexy.
It doesn't.
I'm hot boy.
You're a hot, hey, hot boy, get over here.
Yeah, right, I'm like a weird superhero sidekick. I'm hot boy.
All right, everybody. You might remember Eric Dane. If that name doesn't ring a bell, I know you know Dr. McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy, right? Well, yeah. 10 years ago, a sex tape surfaced of Eric Dane, a.k.a. McSteamy, and his wife, Rebecca Gayhart, and another woman. In 2014, he referred to that sex tape that he made with his wife and another woman as a huge mistake, that he regretted it, that he regretted that Rebecca, his wife, was caught up in it. But now he's had a change of heart. Here's what he says now. Looking back now, was it a mistake? Absolutely not. Three consenting adults, one of them being my wife. I wasn't doing anything wrong.
This had to be something they did quite a bit, because you do pull out the camera the first time you invite someone into your relationship?
I would not think so.
No, you test the waters, be like, that was fun. Yeah. We should maybe do that again. That was a good time.
Well, we've seen all of him. If y'all have seen the series Euphoria, all they do is show his manhood.
Really?
The whole time.
Look at
Josh
Gary.
What channel is come on?
We lost Gary.
He's Gary's out.
HBO Sunday night.
You do not want to miss it.
You got to start from the beginning because they already had the season finale.
Yeah. Oh, we need that on TV.
But I'm sure all of you have been approached about maybe joining a couple. Have you ever had, has somebody come up to you and propose that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. When I used to work at the furniture store, it's like they thought they were buying a little black girl. I'm trying to tell you this sofa set, not this set, okay?
Somebody
going to come back for seconds.
If you and your husband
do it, that tramp coming back, honey, when we ain't around.
And then the relationship is ruined.
Somebody always trying to keep in touch.
Yeah. Right. You open the Pandora's box, you don't know what's coming out.
I'm keeping it closed.
And you damn sure can't close it. You got to get somebody to get in the box with you, Gary.
Okay,
you all in the box.
I know I'm by myself.
It's time for my favorite part of the show. Everybody.
First Tracking with the Stars.
Keeping up with the hot girl summer vibe. We got three ladies today. First off is British singer Jessie J. Mm. Look at this. She Instagrammed this picture with the caption, "Paint me like one of your Essex girls." If you saw Titanic, you know, when Rose says, "Paint me like one of your French girls."
He does the charcoal drawing.
She's laying on a couch that looks like it should have been on the Titanic. But, I mean, who goes antiquing wearing that? Seriously, this is thirst trapping.
Yeah, I feel like maybe a khakis and a sweater is more of a way to go when you're antique shopping. I don't know.
Yeah, this is super thirst trapping. She even searched for references from a movie. Yes. To try to make it deep. Girl, bye, you're naked on the couch.
Uh-huh.
By the way, my mom would have had a fit with this picture. Get your feet off the sofa.
Uh-huh. I know. I can't even believe that old ass sofa don't have plastic
Thank
on it. What's she had?
They just took it off.
Oh, okay.
The thick old school plastic.
Yeah. Up next is singer and actress Ashanti. She shared this picture from Barbados wearing her swimsuit from her own line with the caption, "Sometimes you gotta make a move."
Oh. It's definitely thirst trapping. I mean, she knows exactly what she's
doing. I don't think it is, but I'm going back to my shoe theory. She's not wearing any shoes.
And she's channeling Olivia Newton-John with that headband. Honey.
Anyway, y'all, finally we have our friend, Little Women Atlanta star, Miss Juicy Baby. Juicy has been getting healthy and losing weight for a while now, and she posted this vacation picture, and Gary, why don't you read the caption?
Juicy said, "Because I don't wear a lot of clothing and fitting clothing, don't mean I'm not trapping. No pounds, tiny clothes. I don't wear tiny clothes, and it isn't everybody. I'm doing me, loving me."
That was dead on.
It's like she's here. It's uncanny.
Wait a minute. She's going to kill you. She's going to kill you. Juicy.
Oh, my God.
Is this thirst trapping, y'all? Is this a thirst trap or what?
Yeah.
It's absolutely thirst trapping. It looks good. She looks damn good.
Her little toenail look like sunflower seeds.
Next up, would you take dating advice from John Mayer? Well, Tiffany Haddish did. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
Dish Nation.
Head crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS. IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803. Yo, what up, it's your man Headcrackin'. I got a question for you. Are you looking to promote your brand with a really ill website? A website that can even compete with all the A-list celebs we dish about on Dish Nation? Well, I got a website builder that's perfect for you, and it's a service called Wix. Wix is so ill that even I use it. No, really, my very own professional website is powered by Wix. Now, Wix offers over 500 really awesome templates as well as the option to customize your own. It has a long list of design features to grow your brand and built-in SEO tools. What I love the most about Wix is when I'm designing my website, I have all the savvy marketing tools needed right at my fingertips. And when I have questions, Wix's dedicated support team is there to help me out. And you too can build your own online masterpiece to take advantage of all that Wix has to offer. All you gotta do is go to Wix.com. That's Wix.com/podcast to get 10% off. Don't wait, start today. Again, that's Wix.com/podcast.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, we all know our girl Tiffany Haddish has been on the prowl for some good loving lately, but she's super famous. And sometimes when you're super famous and being in the spotlight, it can be hard to find love. Well, recently during an appearance on The Late Show, the actress opened up about her quest to find love. And I think she got some useful advice from singer John Mayer. Take a look.
John Mayer has been giving me relationship advice.
He's had a few relationships.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And he said, if there's somebody that I like that's in the eye of the public, I should, when I'm doing interviews, say that I'm seeing that person, right? And then the media will do a side-by-side of us, and then the guy will see it, and then he'll be like, oh, she's kind of cute. I mean, I'm not hooking up with her, but I could hook up with her. And then the world will know that I like this person. I will know that I like this person. Then it'll be in his subconscious, and then he will attract me to him.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you that she did, in fact, take John Mayer's advice. She took it to heart because she decided to shoot her shot at number 27, New York Yankees player Giancarlo Stanton.
I know, that's right, girl.
I mean, he is pretty cute. So she's saying that her and Giancarlo are together.
I think this proves that she's still down to earth and genuine. Yeah. She was, you know, like a stand-up comic and blew up.
Right.
And now she still, you know, hadn't forgot where she's come from. She can't see approaching somebody like this who plays for the Yankees.
But y'all are missing the real game. The real game here is to keep going on interviews and saying that guys don't approach you. When 9 times out of 10, as beautiful as she is, they are approaching her.
Right, so that makes more want to approach you because they think no one's
approaching. Yeah, they're like, oh, nobody's coming after her. Let me shoot my shot.
Sometimes you say that, but then you get somebody when you're pumping gas like, yeah, I heard you saying nobody talked to you. You're like, well, yeah.
Not you, sir.
I'm
right.
Sorry.
No, sir.
Did you say nobody try to holler?
Don't you appreciate his confidence, though? He rides up on his bicycle.
You like to go out and meet.
He's a summer hot boy.
From the hills, lovers.
I'm a party starter.
I'm lit.
All right, divas and tramps, honey. Brad, darling. I heard, honey, you have some information, baby, to help the ladies out there find them a trick. Oh, a treat.
I sure do, Gary. Listen up, ladies. I'm here to help you avoid the salt daddies, okay? And get down to the sugar daddies, okay? Because ain't nobody got no time for no scrubs. Oh, Cardi, I had to borrow that. Anyway, in a recent article, a couple of sugar babies revealed the most popular areas in a couple of cities to pick up sugar daddies.
Oh.
Okay, Heidi and Frank, for your friends in L.A., they can snatch up a rich one in West Hollywood, Hermosa Beach, Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks, or Pacific Palisades.
Okay, a couple. couple of those. A couple of those. If you're going to go West Hollywood, you're going to pick up a daddy, but a gay daddy.
Yeah, so West Hollywood.
For Gary.
Okay. Yeah, for Gary. Yeah.
Hermosa Beach, I agree with, yes. Okay. Sherman Oaks, maybe. The Palisades, definitely. And Hermosa Beach, for sure, but not Van Nuys.
Yeah. Really?
You think
well,
Van Nuys?
Thank you. Clear it up. Let the ladies know. And they also gave a little advice for the newbies. They said, hang around the coolest hotels with other hot girlfriends. Don't be shy to talk to whoever you think might be the right fit. Dress to impress always by wearing unique or expensive pieces or pieces that look expensive.
Oh, the pieces that look expensive. Fashion Nova.
Okay.
Yeah. But I thought Sugar Daddy's always wanted to save you, so you kind of need to look a little broke so he can just clean you up, take you shopping.
Captain
Save a
Ho.
Yes, right.
The Captain Save a Ho.
Broken.
If you're standing right there with your little fake Chanel and all that, you're going to go home with your fake Chanel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing in Georgia?
Yeah, where the Sugar Daddy's in Georgia?
They just told me about Heidi and Frank's friends in L.A.
What about Bankhead Hell?
What? Yeah, they eating sugar. Jolly Rancher, Nihilators. They ain't got no money for
Penny
you over
candy.
There.
Okay.
Up next, power star and singer Rotimi stopped by Dish Nation Studios to chat it up with us a little. And you don't want to miss this. Coming up right after the break, guys.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dish Nation. Is a man that you hate to love, but he's so talented, you just gotta give it up. Make some noise one time for Rotimi. We all obsess over power. I know Brat has a million one questions.
Hey, I don't. I'm just trying to be patient.
Okay, let's get to it. What's up?
Okay, what can we expect for the next season? Okay, what's gonna happen? Okay, just tell us something. What's gonna happen with you?
All right, so I'll tell you one thing. So this year, you get to learn Dre like as a human being.
Now, if anybody watched like last season, last time we saw you, you got yapped up, pulled in a van.
Yeah.
They was on your head, right?
Yeah.
So where did you go right after you got in the van?
All right.
Did you go get something to eat? Like, fill in the blanks for us. Like, what happens next?
Anyway, so next question.
Okay, the next question for me is the 50 Cent thing.
Yeah.
With him talking about you owe him some money.
Yeah.
And you got on there like, bruh, I don't know what you're talking about, bro. I don't owe you nothing. So was that just all a big joke or?
I just say 50's a marketing genius.
I already know that, so you don't have to tell me that.
Beast,
really?
Beast mode.
Beast mode. Like, different, like, people like that don't come around often where they can envision things and things just happen.
So, now, Rotimi, I read somewhere that you and Naomi Campbell were dating.
No, never. I never met Naomi Campbell.
Really?
No, never.
Oh, because I read somewhere you were dating Naomi Campbell.
He just said he never met a Gary. You're going to just make him.
So, what do you look in a woman? What do you look for in a woman when you're dating?
What do I look for in a woman? Yeah. I think the most important thing is communication, man. Like, if you can communicate, if you can understand, if you're intelligent, spiritual, and you gotta be a little nasty.
Little who?
A little nasty.
Nasty, like,
ladies, you heard
just
that?
Just filthy and just don't clean
not
up.
Not filthy, Gary.
What he said, nasty.
He means like freaky. Use your imagination, like.
Based off of names we know, right? Okay. If you had to say the prototype of the type of person that you're thinking about when you put that, you know, those characteristics in a box, give me an example of somebody.
Somebody that's awesome. I think Jennifer Lopez. It's fly.
And holding it together at 50.
Yeah,
you see that?
She's different, man.
Absolutely.
That's like timeless beauty, man.
Like, out of all these people that you, like, happen to come across with, is there anybody who just, like, left you breathless? Like, whoa, this person looks way better in real life than I thought.
I'd say Halle Berry is even more beautiful in person.
Now, would you shoot your shot at Halle Berry if the opportunity was given?
1,000%.
Did you shoot your shot at Halle
Berry? No, I didn't. 1,000%, yeah.
Couldn't find the words at the time, right?
Yeah, she's beautiful, man. You know, I think she was actually in a relationship, so I respected it, too.
Well, listen, man, we're going to play a game with you real quick, man. We're going to read a quote. You got to tell us which character on the show said it. Mm-hmm. Pop it off, Brat.
It only starts a war if they know you did it.
That was Tasha the Ghost.
Yep.
No, Gary, do this one, but do it dramatically.
Come on, man. Ain't no friends out here in these streets.
Kanan.
Who is he talking to?
Ghost.
Yeah, right.
Yep. Okay.
Dre
do you learn
lines.
The whole script? You
nah.
have Oh, okay.
You're not one of those guys, right?
Nah.
Okay, you do this one, head crack. You
all right,
go.
Cool. Listen to me. I'm a fine woman who knows she's fine and is trouble. Now that bitch bad. And she knows she's bad, so to watch your back. Who was that to?
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah, it was Kanan and Sean, but it was too much of a dramatic.
Whoa, that was like season two.
Yeah, we went back.
That sounded like a female a little bit.
Yeah, it was weird. I would just read it a little. Listen to me. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, you read it like a bitch.
All right, man. Rotimi's in the house. Be sure you check out Power, man. Thanks for dishing with us, man.
Respect.
One time, y'all.
Yeah. Get that album.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, this next story is for all of you nosy neighbors. This is a doozy. There is this woman here. She's here locally in California. She's named Catherine Kidd, and she was fined $4,000 after her neighbors reported to the city that she was using her apartment, her duplex, as an Airbnb rental property, which apparently, well,
a lot of people are doing that.
A lot of people are doing extra money.
Yes, they are.
So she got fined and in trouble. So in return, this woman had her house painted bright pink with gigantic emojis on it. Now, her neighbor who reported her name is Susan Weiland, says that emojis are meant to mock versions of her, and she's been directly attacked with her eyelash extensions because she recently had them done. And they were way too big. So that's that one emoji, and then the other one, obviously, with the zipper mouth.
Shut your mouth.
What do you think?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
Keep in mind, she's able to do Airbnb. I mean, you're allowed to do that. She's not in a homeowners association.
Well, obviously,
right?
you had a permit or something, because she was fined $4,000. And are you also able to paint your house pink with emojis on it?
Well, if they don't have a HOA, the home associations, then
right.
She could paint her house and do whatever the hell
no,
she
you
wants.
No, you can't. You can't paint your house in kind of way because because it's called a public nuisance. And if the neighbors don't like the color of that house and it doesn't fit in the pattern of the neighborhood.
All these pink and green houses around town.
But you're in a fiesta neighborhood with those color houses, but you can't have these
no,
houses.
No, no, no. You can paint your house whatever you want. She need to mind her damn business.
I'm going to paint a picture of a butt crack on my house and see what she looks like.
You going to put it on the back door?
Yes, right.
That'd be cute.
With a little poopy emoji with eyes.
Ooh, yeah. That's a stinking house.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.